Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful day. It's midday here in Australia and it's late at night there in the US, or if you're picking this up as a podcast after the show, it's whatever time it is, on whatever day and whatever hour that you're listening to me. So either way, what I am is very grateful that your ears are open and you can hear me and you're choosing to listen to my show. So welcome. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the fourth dimension of energy that is you, okay? And I came to be aware of this years ago, and it was such a profound and beautiful understanding that it really shifted my perception of my energetic self, and it therefore shifted my understanding about how I can use that part of the energy that I am to really affect some change in our everyday life, right? So, I'm really keen to be talking about this today, to be talking about this fourth field of energy that is you, and then to really give you some concrete ways that once you have this awareness that you can actually then apply it to your own life. We'll be doing a meditation today where I will take you through a very easy process where I can connect you to that fourth energetic version of yourself. I think that will be really nice for you to feel it for yourself, because once you've felt it for yourself, you'll be easily able to take yourself through the four-step process that I go through with you, and then connect with yourself, so with that part of yourself. So before we get on to that, I want to say, how has your week been? Okay, I'm just going to feel your responses, right? I'm just going to intuitively feel, and I'm getting a mix of responses. So, of course, because there's a mix of people. I hope after last week's show, when we talked about the art of intentional resting, really, or resting, that you actually indulged in some resting over the weekend, some resting on purpose or intentional resting. I certainly did, and my body is ever so grateful for that. My healing journey is continuing. My bronchitis is getting a lot better another week down the track. And I'm still a little bit coughy and a little bit chesty, but nowhere near where I have been. So, and yeah, I'm sure you can hear that. So there shouldn't be too many sniffles and snuffles and coughs and all those kinds of things in today's show. But if it is, hey, it's real life here. It's fine. And I'm very grateful for your support. So before I get onto the show too, I wanted to remind you of a few really amazing things that are happening. So the first thing is I am going to be holding an event, which is a night with spirit and also glimpses into your future, which is on the 16th of October here in Wollongong, which is my hometown. And it's feeling really amazing. There's already quite a bit of a buzz and a whole lot of interest, mostly generated by the people who know me and also my personal assistant, Jess. There's just a lot of people around and people who've come and, you know, experienced me before, either in a small group setting or, you know, their clients of mine. So it's amazing. And it's a small space. So I'm having a feeling that we're going to fill that space. And I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to play and have fun and really enjoy that night and just, you know, and quite seriously as well, just be of service, because that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. I want to share with you how a miraculous thing has happened to me just in the last 24 hours. So I was up late last night doing some work. The house was quiet. It's one of my most favorite times of the day. I mean, when the children are asleep and the house is really quiet and it's just, and I'm not at the office working and it's, oh, so relaxing. It's just me, the keyboard, or me and my mind, all of those things. So I really was, anyway, so I'd been doing a lot of work last night and but feeling really peaceful because I knew what was ahead of me today. And I knew that what was ahead of me today was a really quiet day where I could catch up on a lot of admin, which I have been doing. I get to do my radio show and then I get to do a consult with a beautiful person, Jeanette, after the show. And then after that, I get to, I'm really made a choice to take it easy, go and get my children and then relax for the rest of the day. So this is very unusual for me. Normally I'm every single minute under the pump and thinking of something and doing something. I mean, there's plenty of things to think about, but I have just made a choice that today I'm giving myself some time for rest and a bit of a break. So there I was, and I was, you know, really feeling quite settled about the idea of today. And I felt like I had to create a, what do you call, you know, like a picture basically with a quote on it. I'm sure there's a proper word for those, to post on social media. And so I'd already done one earlier, and so I thought, well, this is unusual because normally once I've done one, I don't get the urge for another couple of days or so. But I felt this urge, and the message was really simple. I just got a very clear, it wasn't like I really heard my spirit guide say, I have a message for you. It wasn't like that. It was just, I just knew I needed to create a beautiful image, beautiful pic on PicMonkey. I love that program. You know, pull down a signpost because I got a message. It needs to be like a signpost that people really notice. And it's important to tell people one very simple thing, and it needs to be done tonight, and that is death is really gentle. Death is really gentle. And so I did that. I created a signboard that basically said, shared the understanding that I have, that is that death is gentle every single time. And that message came from my understanding and my communication and my own experiences with the souls who had just died suddenly and traumatically in a busy ER that I was working with in for many years. And so these are really, you know, as I said before, quite traumatic and unexpected deaths. And I kept on getting the message from them, and I witnessed it myself, that the process of dying was very gentle every single time, no exception. And that makes sense to me because I have, you know, done previous consultations with people who have died the most violent deaths, and they have shown me the same thing. So I trust the message. So there I was, and I put it up and just created it and then packed my bags, you know, packed everything up and went to bed. And this morning I received a message from a really, really nice person that I know professionally. You know, she's someone who's referred clients to me, and she's just, and I've, you know, provided management coaching with her. She's just an amazing, really, just one of those grounded, down to earth, nice people, you know. And I get this message from her saying, you know, thank you so much for that message. She said that she'd lost her grandfather that night, just the night before he passed away. Whilst he was elderly, they weren't expecting it. And she said she read my message and it brought great comfort. So there you go. How blessed is that? How blessed is that? So this is how it works, right? So this stuff is bigger than me, and it's bigger than all of us really, and we are so just here to be of service. It is as simple and as complex as that. And I just felt so grateful that I was able to be in that space with her to be of service in that way. I thought that my tiny little post on Facebook had made a difference to that person. It was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. So we've only got a few more minutes before we come up to the break. And then after the break, I'm going to begin our conversation about discovering the fourth dimension of ourselves. Now, this article was originally – I wrote an article on this. It was originally published in the New Dawn magazine, available worldwide, wonderful magazine. And then it was picked up by Wake Up World, and it's been shared. I think the count – I'll look it up in the break, but I think the count's around about 17,000 times. So it feels really amazing to me that an article that I've written has been read 17,000 times. I can't get that. That's just, whoa, it's such a big number. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for that, okay? So we're going to pick a little card before the break, and I've got a gorgeous deck here of Doreen Virtue, one of my favourite people's deck, her angel therapy cards. And so I'm just going to select a card for our radio show today, and I'm going to hold the collective energy of all that's listening, whether you're listening now or in the future, it doesn't matter because there's no such thing as time in the energetic world. And I'm just going to ask my spiritual team, my care team, to ensure that the card I select is the right card for all of us here today. Okay, so just getting a card, and I'm selecting one. Thank you very much. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. Oh, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. It's a beautiful card. It's the Earth Angel card with a beautiful image of a feminine woman with wings. It's gorgeous. And she's holding a round crystal ball, really, with beautiful butterflies. Butterflies, I love butterflies. And the message is, you are a light worker who has come to Earth to teach about love. And I'll receive that message for myself, and I'll share that message, because that is also for all of us, really, right? Because when we are certainly me doing this radio show is providing me an opportunity to share information that I've been given with people who I hope, and I hope that information will be of service to them. But also, it's about what I'm receiving is that there are people who are listening right now. There's a few people in particular who are a little bit unsure about what it is that they're meant to be doing, and they feel that a pull to do work to serve others. But they're frightened. They're keeping themselves in their intellectual mind. They're finding reasons why they can't. And for you, this card's for you, right? To realize that it's important to listen to your heart and your body as it draws you in that direction of helping others. Okay, we're coming up to a break, and after the break, we'll be talking about discovering the fourth dimension of ourselves. Yay, stick with me. Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio with Katrina Kavanagh. Welcome to the show, and today's show is all about It's all about discovering that fourth dimension of yourself. So that's what we're going to be talking about right now. Okay, right now. So before the break, though, I pulled one of Doreen Virtue's beautiful Earth Angel, Angel Therapy cards. And the one that came through to me was the Earth Angel card. So I want all of us who are light workers, who are doing the work, who are doing the work that they are meant to be doing as far as, you know, healing and helping others. I want you to be really connected with the appreciation that comes with that, as far as not the appreciation for others, but the appreciation of the fact that you're, you know, really in this moment doing so much for someone else. Because what happens is when we're a giver and an earth angel, as Doreen describes it, you know, we kind of go, oh, yeah, I'm giving. And you kind of don't stop and go, let's just really, really immerse ourselves in the energy of the process of what we're actually doing. Just really recognize what we're doing for other people. It's very hard for people to do that. So I guess I'm feeling like that's the other bit I needed to add when we came back from the break for that card. I'll post a picture of that card up online under the show description. If you have a question for me that you would like me to ask you, to answer for you, intuitive question about something that's going on in your life, something like that, then I'm encouraging you right now to jump onto Facebook and go to facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh. Jump on there, and there is a place that you will see where you can leave your question. So I'm encouraging you to do that, just to leave your question there if you have a question for me, because I will be discussing this with you, okay? A little shout-out to Raymond De Torres, who is liking my post about my radio show today. Thank you very much, Raymond. I'm loving the opportunity I get to communicate with people on email. Please send through your messages. I do all I can to respond to them. I love responding to them. And of course, now I've got the help of my wonderful new personal assistant, Jess, who's able to really help me out with that. Okay, so let's get going with today's topic. Okay. Oh, I must mention another announcement. Another announcement I can share with you now is that I'm back in action as far as organizing my next CD with Blue Angel Publishing. And that CD is going to be a collection of meditations for children again. So really looking forward to keeping you abreast of how that's going, but I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to work with Blue Angel Publishing, such a beautiful publisher, and they create beautiful work and spread their work across the world. So how fortunate am I that my work is getting spread across the world through their distribution network? It's amazing. So what I'm wanting to do now is talk to you about the fourth dimension of ourselves. What happened for me was for about 10 years, if you've listened to the show, you know this, but I'll quickly say, for about 10 years I worked as a social worker in a busy hospital, predominantly in the ER. And over those years, it did come to pass that I worked with between 400 and 500 deaths. And most of those people were people who had died suddenly, unexpectedly, and always traumatically. And so what that meant was I was there as a social worker to provide grief support and to guide the family and their loved ones as they attended a viewing, said goodbye, and completed, you know, the police identification. And I always felt that this I was very aware of the sacredness of what I was witnessing. It just felt so sacred. It just felt so sacred. Okay. So it was pretty special. And I always held a great reverence for the process. Now, what was happening is unbeknown to my professional colleagues and certainly the patients and the family members, I was also aware sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, of the soul moving in and out of the body as they were passing away, or when they passed away, communicating with them in soul to soul communication, or mediumship, right? And what happened for me is they shared many, many insights about the process of dying, their life, things that they would, reflections in there as they completed the life review. And as they did that, it was amazing because I was able to gain a lot of wisdom from that, their wisdom, right, not mine. And that's part of what I'm here to do is share that with, share that story with whoever I can, you know, get to open their ears and listen. Just go, meh, I need to tell you all this amazing information. So a phenomenal experience. What also came along at the same time with that was an awareness. I was given, one of the wisdoms I was given was an awareness of all that we are energetically, right? Because we all run around, and me too, up until this moment, you can imagine, I've been doing all this spiritual development, but up until this moment, I really believed that I had a mind, I had a body, and I had a soul. And it was my soul that moved in and out of each lifetime. I got all that. And, you know, it was pretty amazing that I had a soul. And I never really conceptualized that there was a fourth field of energy beyond that third field of energy that I am being my soul. There was a fourth field of energy that I am, right? And so I was shown through the communication with souls and my own spiritual team that there is this fourth energetic field of energy that we are. And, you know, we, that this fourth field of energy is, rests, you know, beyond our mind, beyond our body, beyond our soul. And if we take our awareness even further, expand it even further than that, there's a field of energy that I refer to as, you know, your powerful spirit or my powerful spirit. Just for one, I mean, we're always struggling with describing words, right? But this fourth field of energy is phenomenal because it comes from the core of our being, so from the core of us. It radiates out through our bodies, through our mind, through our soul, and onwards into infinity. And this is the information they gave me to describe it to you, right? It's interesting. It's amazing. And it is who you naturally are. And this fourth field of energy is the same energy as that which we describe as God, Source, the universe, right? So this field of energy is naturally wise, naturally loving, or naturally love, naturally compassionate. It's infinite intuition, infinite health, an infinite knowing of all that is. It's just phenomenal. It's the same energy as God, okay? So what that meant for me was the first thing, to be honest, that struck me about it was, oh, well, if I am already love energy, yay, what a relief. You know, I don't have to go on this holy grail of learning to love myself. I'm off the hook. I can just literally become aware of myself as this fourth field of energy, right? I just need to be aware that I don't have to learn to love myself. I just am love. The energy that I am in my purest form is just love. Well, what a relief. And all I had to do was not, you know, no longer search for it, but just simply shift my awareness ever so gently. Shift my awareness ever so gently. Just to be aware that the energy that I am is pure love. And it was beautiful. It's beautiful. So that's been profound to me because it allowed me to release that whole request for the Holy Grail, learning to love yourself and all that kind of hoo-ha. And it's also meant that I simply need to take my awareness beyond my mind, my body, my soul, out to this fourth field of energy that I am, for intuitive reflection, for connection with, you know, the spiritual realm. If I'm wanting to really seek my own counsel, and sometimes I like to talk to other people, I'm a bit of a, it's my natural personality that I have on this, in this time around as Katrina. My personality is I'm a seeker and talker, and I love talking to people and listening to people. I love it. Hence my role here is a therapist and coach and medium and intuitive person, intuitive strategist, like a specialist. It fits perfectly. But yeah, that's my personality, right? But there's the part of me that's who I am as well, that really just likes to rest in the stillness of all that I am and just be aware and connected to the truth of matters and receive information, you know, information about how it all works and how the energy works and how we are to live our lives in the best possible way, all of that, well, then I will take my awareness out to my the fourth dimension of myself, which is your powerful spirit, okay? So I guess this is all beautiful in its concept, right? It's a beautiful – when you come to this understanding, it is wonderful. It means that you can have a really different life to the one you're having now, because when you shift your attention to focus on the energetic dimension of yourself that is naturally pure love, happiness, compassion, success, abundance, health, well-being, all of that, then, you know, it's kind of amazing, isn't it, you know, to rest in that stillness of knowing. So it means things like, you know, the strength we might need to attend a job interview, the passion that you might need to complete a project, or the healing that you might need to experience, perhaps when you've lost a loved one and you're grieving, and even the love that we need to feel for ourselves can become more easily experienced when all that is required is an awareness that we already are the energetic vibration of those things. Like, it is who we are, and we can easily tap really easily into that resource. And the most amazing thing that I find about all this great discovery is that we don't have to go anywhere. We don't just seek anything outside of ourselves, because it simply just is available to us 24/7. 24/7. So for me, that is a beautiful concept, and there's a great stillness and comfort that comes with knowing this, and excitement too at the same time. But what I need to know, because I help people who are actually living real lives, and sitting on a mountaintop and contemplating this as a concept is a luxury that not many of my clients can indulge in, and actually none of them, right? So I need to know how this concept applies in everyday real life, and that's what I'm going to be talking to you about after the break. How can we use this concept in our everyday real life? Stay with me.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into OM Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you are listening to I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh, obviously. I just said my name twice. That was funny. So welcome back to the show, and I'm really loving today's topic. It's one of my most favorite things to talk about of all times. One of my most favorite things to talk about of all times. Well, actually, that's probably true, not true. It would be true. It's one of my most favorite. When I said it's not true, I'm just realizing that I have, you know, probably 100 favorite things to talk about. But it's still top 100, right? There's just so many things I love to talk about. But, yeah, it is one of the most amazing concepts that I was given, and I do feel a great sense of responsibility, actually, if I'm being serious, to share it with people as much as possible, and that's why I write about it and talk about it. That's why I'm talking about it now. That's why I refer to it in my workshops and in my shows and on my radio show here. So I guess what I was talking about is we need to get really clear, because it's wonderful to have a concept, but it's really important that we actually have more than a concept. We have a real-life structure or way we can apply this concept to our everyday life, right? So I wanted to share with you some of my own experiences. So for me, you know, living with this awareness that I didn't really need to have to reach out of myself, it did feel to me like it gave me an access to an infinite amount of wisdom and compassion and success and health and even abundance. And it's really changed the way that I live my life, right? So by simply just using the art of self-awareness, and like I said, I'm going to guide you through a bit of a meditation process during the show today. But just simply by using the art of self-awareness, I have been able to make very, very big changes in my own life. And particularly for me, it made a big difference when I came to know this around the way I feel about myself, my self-concept. So, and therefore the way I operate in my own life. And it's not saying that I don't have moments where, you know, I'm still feeling a little bit insecure here and there, but it's nowhere near the anxiety about that part of my life that I've, you know, used to experience when I was in my 20s and teenage years. A lot of that has been soothed away with this awareness, and therefore I feel very, very grateful to this awareness of myself as, you know, the same energy as God, okay? So it's also, I feel, really supercharged my capacity to create and experience my life in the way I want to experience it. So that manifestation process, particularly over the last, say, for example, I don't know, gosh, maybe 9 years, well, really all the way along, but really for me, I've been so fortunate, but it's been a combination of effort and hard work and opportunity, and those two things coming together. But also I think underpinning that is my intention and awareness of all that I am, as in, you know, this fourth dimension of myself. And I'm aware that the energy that I am is the same vibration of that which I'm wishing to attract. And so it's seamless. It's easy. So, you know, so over that time I've been able to achieve amazing things. So I'm here talking to you on the radio. I'm doing that basically because I love it, but also, you know, because I've been fortunate to have a great media profile here in Australia, where I've been on TV, prime time. I've got a book. I've got one CD out one CD out for children, and another one coming, you know, with Blue Angel Publishing. My book's with Alan and Unwin. I've got some media connections over in the States, which are feeling really positive. I write for Maria Shriver, and I'm over here. I'm a coach with Deborah Hutton on Balance by Deborah Hutton, alongside some phenomenal people. So I just feel really blessed, you know, to be able to, I'm living my dream, my life that I created for myself. You know, I literally wrote a story how old's my daughter? My daughter is 8. So 7.5 years ago, I wrote a story of my life. And that story included that I would be, you know, shifting out of the mainstream work that I was doing, that I had a good profile here in Australia in the media, because I love the media and working in the media. It's a passion of mine that I've held since childhood. So, you know, I'd be on telly, I'd be on the radio, I'd be in magazines, and that I'd be self-employed in my own business, in my own private practice, and that I would be being of service to people, that I would have books, and that I would have other resources, such as, you know, like now I have the CD and one out and one coming. So I just felt, I saw this and created this vision for myself, and it's literally happened because I have used that vision, that desire, put a whole lot of hard work in for sure. You know, it's been 10 to 14 hours a day for a long time, but also it's been you know, I held that vision and I believed and knew that all that I am is, all that I am is naturally the same energy of success, as success, sorry, the same energy as success, the same energy as understanding people, the same energy as being a healer, the same energy as finding my way in the media world so it would give me enough exposure so I'd have other opportunities like writing the book, for example. So it's just been phenomenal. But for me, what else is important is it's great that when we're aware of, you know, your powerful spirit, that fourth dimension of yourself, that you can create an amazing life. But beyond that, I've also found that living in awareness of this naturally occurring fourth dimension, you know, your powerful spirit, has been transformational for both myself and my clients as we've both moved through challenging experience, you know, that life has to offer. So, you know, we all know that happiness and success are really, really important to each of us to varying degrees. But really, there's just times when it's not about happiness and success and abundance and all that stuff. It's just about getting through the day. It might be about getting through the moment, the morning, any of those things. And so that's where this really can be very helpful too. Like if we're experiencing a loss or a tragedy or a relationship breakdown or anxiety or, you know, mental health crisis, then this is when, you know, our powerful spirit can be a source of strength and healing. It can be a source of strength and healing. So the other thing I know is, you know, when you live your life in unity with your powerful spirit, I know it doesn't save you from life's challenges because, you know, there will be still events that hurt and cause varying degrees of anxiety and sadness and trauma, right? But the difference will be that you, as you rest your awareness on your powerful spirit, that you will be able to experience a really direct connection to all that is possible. And how that works in moments of suffering is that when we can connect to the energy of your powerful spirit, so that fourth field of energy that is you, the same energy as God and Source, when you can connect to that, we can more easily access the wisdom that will guide us toward the best way through the situation, right? So for me, I notice a difference. I've experienced trauma and grief and loss without the awareness of my own powerful spirit. And then I've been through my version of hell and back, to be honest, with the awareness of my powerful spirit. And the difference I found really noticeable. You know, even recently when I had quite a significant health crisis, I really utilized that. And whilst it was still really tricky, I feel like I've moved through it quicker because of my awareness of, you know, of my powerful spirit. I want to give you an example of one of my clients that I've been working with, and names have been changed, of course. But say her name is Sandra, right? She's a woman that I've been working with who's about in her mid-50s, and she's been attending like therapy and coaching sessions with me for about 6 or 8 months. And she has a son who has a diagnosis of schizophrenia. Proper schizophrenia, not correctly diagnosed schizophrenia. So as I would listen to her talk, I could hear the grief really flowing through her words as she, you know, she was just so hard for her to understand the injustice and harshness of, you know, having a son, not having a son with schizophrenia, not for her, but the injustice and the harshness of her own son's life, like what it was like for him. You know, like every mother wants their child to have a good life. And for me, as I listened to her, I was really aware that her only desire was for her son, that he was to be able to find a way to manage his mental illness just so he could have some quality of life. So she had a layer of grief that, goodness me, why is this happening to him at all? But then another layer where when it came to it, the bit that she had control over was she just wanted him to, well, she didn't have control over it, but she just wanted for him to be able to manage, find a way to manage his mental illness so as to have some quality of life, right? And so over time, what I did was I worked with Sandra and I connected her to her own powerful spirit through mindfulness and meditation techniques, which we'll be doing after the next break, just in the last part of the show. And what happened for her was rather than weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of traditional therapy, she very quickly, she was able to make a very clear connection with that part, with her powerful spirit, which in its, as we've said before, in its natural state is pure compassion, pure healing and grace. And as she felt this part of herself, what she described to me was she felt a really gentle shift, and she just found it easy to cope with the grief and the loss in the process. So it didn't really change her son's mental illness. It didn't change anything really for him. But what it did is it helped Sandra realize that she didn't have to, you know, attend to a year or two's therapy before a state of healing was delivered to her, and that she could access that feeling state anytime. Okay, so she could be at home with the son at home and she could just retreat into her room and she could just relax and connect with herself as powerful spirit, that fourth dimension of herself, and she was able to access that healing and understanding instantly, which brought her great peace. So this is magical, right? This is magical and it's transformational. And so for me now, the next thing is to talk to you, and we've explained it to you in great detail, and really the only thing left is for me to guide you through a process for you to experience it. It's great. It's really good. I can't wait. I'm really excited. Sorry, that was me clapping with excitement. I'm just really excited to take you through this process, because I know that as you move through this process, you will experience yourself in the most remarkable way. And from there, many things that are feeling a bit overwhelming and not possible, you may be able to find some respite from that, from those kind of feelings, right? So that's what we're going to be definitely doing after the break, because there's no point starting it now, because any minute we're going to have an ad and some time to share other people's programs as well. Okay, so stay with me, and after the break, we're going to move through a process where I'm going to guide you to become aware, perhaps for the first time, maybe not, of your own powerful spirit. Stay with me.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh. How are you going? And we've been enjoying a really lovely show that's all about the fourth dimension of yourself, and that is the field of energy that you are, that is the same energy of God's that rests beyond your mind, beyond your body, and beyond your soul. And it is what I refer to as your powerful spirit. So I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. I have also, I'm wanting to guide you now through a process where you can really enjoy, really enjoy your own experience of connecting with your powerful spirit. So let's begin, okay? I want you to all begin by taking the time to take three deep breaths. So let's do it together. Breathing in. Good. And another one. Breathing in. And out. And in. And out. That's just beautiful. Just beautiful. Now what I would like you to do is just become aware of the energy and the presence of your mind. Your mind is powerful and wonderful, and it is in this place that we can conceptualize and perceive and process and understand the experiences that we have. Your mind is a series of miracles, and it allows you to really make sense of your world, both the physical world and the non-physical world. So let's just take another three deep breaths, and as you're breathing in and out, I want you to allow yourself to feel the joy that is present within you just because you're so delighted that you have a mind, a wonderful mind that is a series of miracles. Yay, yay. So let's take those three deep breaths and celebrate the presence of your mind. Breathing in and out. Yay, your wonderful mind. Breathing in and out. Wonderful, wonderful mind. And breathing in and out. And really feeling that deep appreciation that you have a wonderful mind, a series of miracles that allows you to experience so much. Okay. Now I want you to take your awareness beyond your mind to that which is your body. Your body is a phenomenal series of miracles that allows you to experience life. It is the physical form through which you experience your five senses: touch, hearing, taste. There's three: touch, hearing, taste, smell, and sight. It is your body that holds your lungs that are able to contain air as you breathe in and out, and your heart that beats without your attention away and keeps you alive. Just enjoy, just take some time to really consider and appreciate the series of miracles that is your body. The cells, your skin, the blood rushing through your body, your wonderful organs. I mean, seriously, your skeletal frame, it's just, and the muscles. It's just, I could go on forever. It's amazing. Your legs, that if you're fortunate and they work very well, take you to places where you need to go. Your arms that allow you to carry and explore and experience things. It's phenomenal. So I want you to really allow yourself to feel with a great sense of appreciation all that you are physically. Taking one deep breath for that. Wow. And now I want you to take your awareness beyond your mind, beyond your body, to your soul. Your wonderful, miraculous soul. The field of energy that moves effortlessly in and out of each lifetime that holds the awareness and the understanding of all your lifetimes and all that is and all that is meant to be for you in this lifetime. It understands your purpose. It knows who you truly are. And it understands how this lifetime fits well in the place of all other lifetimes. It is miraculous. It is beautiful. And it is you, your soul. So let's just this time take two deep breaths. And as you do, feel the buzz and the excitement as you really appreciate the miracle that is your soul. Breathing in, out. Oh, it's exciting. How blessed are we to have a soul. Breathing in and out. Yes, it's a miracle indeed. It's a miracle indeed. Okay. Rightio then. Now I'm going to take your awareness beyond your mind, beyond your body, and beyond your soul to this fourth field of energy that is you. It begins at the core of your being and radiates out and through your mind, your body, and your soul. And it is out, it goes out into the infinite universe. Your powerful spirit, this fourth field of energy that is you, holds its own unique vibration that is significant and representative of your own vibration. There are no two vibrations of the same, just like fingerprints, you see. This field of energy is the same energy as God, Source, the universal oneness. So in that way, it is pure peace, pure love, infinite wisdom, complete and open intuition, complete and peaceful awareness. It is your pure health, compassion, and kindness. It is exquisite. Allow yourself to feel now, just for a few moments, about 1 minute, in silence, I'm going to leave you to experience the magnificent vibration that is your powerful spirit. It is beautiful, it is wonderful, and it is who you truly are. It is who you truly are. It is that fourth energetic field of you. So just allow yourself to feel the vibration as being the same energy as God, Source, and the universe. Enjoy. Okay. Just know that now you have this awareness of yourself as mind, body, soul, and powerful spirit, that you can come back to this awareness of yourself at any time, 24/7. Just by simply taking a series of deep breaths and moving your awareness beyond your mind, beyond your body, and beyond your soul into that field of energy that radiates from the core of your being through all of you out into infinity and really be aware of its presence as the same energy as God and Source and all that is wonderful, all that is wise and pure compassion. Know that you can bring your awareness back to this space at any time. So one big deep breath, bringing your awareness back to now, this moment. Give your toes a wiggle, give your body a stretch, and allow yourself to really enjoy the feeling of all that you are. Yay! I really hope you've enjoyed that. I really do. It's really profound. And the more you practice this in your life, the more you will really understand its benefits. You know, meditation is very much, I say to my clients all the time, it has a dose effect, okay? So it literally is like each time you meditate, it's like taking one dose of a tablet in some way. So it increases and increases and builds just the awareness, right? Just the awareness expands. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So we're coming up to the end of the show. I want to say thank you for listening to I Am Wisdom here with Katrina Kavanagh. Really enjoy your presence here, whether it's live or whether it is in the future picking up it as a podcast. Feel free to contact me on Facebook or on my website, katrinakavanagh.com. Take care. Namaste. Enjoy your week.